hearts been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my view, free from extremes beyond concern. Power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. There's a whole lot of power in the result of pure reality recognizing itself. There's a whole lot of power in of this great variety being naturally free. There's a whole lot of power in my samaya. I precisely follow the Lama's commands. There's a whole lot of power because nothing is wrong. No vows have been broken, no harm has been done. There's a whole lot of power in my practice, because whatever happens, I adapt to it. There's a whole lot of power because in the end, all appearances are my friends. I say all appearances are my friends.
Yeah, Dang Yabo Kita Jongzo.
Yeah, you sang that very nicely.
Dang Yabo Kajke Nyembo.
Nice melody and beautiful voices.
Ta Kangur Nidun Samo Nanjo Jewanso Mlareba Lase Kangarawala. Doba jadi jo paper kapso, kawa nyingun singo, chala nyingun choje babde, daba droga pardo, ting hi saba lomba dan, nyanang hi saba lomba nyeje, dror che de, pandu sondo se matope, matope, teni loma da juda nabji, ya da jibse ko chong yure sana nyangin se, cho bambu tu luzure. Yuma konso kankya de, teni, Dava Toki Jesu Dova Kapsu Jesu Mlareba Ngale Zemdang Chiasi Nu Yu Yure Ten Khonso Hajang Gawo Kuchong Lungba La Dende Hude Tene Dava Tola Kangana Na Dropa Jabe Nyanda Tumba De Toba Kangin Ba De Sumbar Shoyo Kipe Tene Kangol Ngin Doni Sammu De Sumbar Tava Sammu, Koba Sammu, Chueba Sammu Hajang Om Sachimba Yore Te Chik Tang Na Yore
Konso nyangin le de sam dene chupapu
so? Ya, ya, lama hiena chupapu kukudu wa.
La so.
Tela nyangin le de bar sam de dene chupapu wa.
La so.
Koso malam ya bar.
La so.
Hina yang malare pa nyangin le de yo mar.
La so.
Tan dik so?
Dik so la.
Ya.
Should now sing the song called The Song of the Profound Definitive Meaning Sung on the Snowy Range. This is a song that the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, sang after he had been meditating in the Lobchi snow range. He was meditating there when it began to snow, and it snowed for 9 days and nine nights straight. And after that, all of the passageways down the mountains to Drin, the land of Drin on one side, and the land of Nyanang on the other side, were totally blocked. There was no way up or down. And after some time, when it stayed like that, then Milarepa's students in the valleys below became very concerned. And then they thought for sure that without any sustenance, Milarepa had passed away, and they actually had ceremonies and made offerings as if Milarepa had passed away. But as soon as the snow melted and they went up to try to find Milarepa, they found him with even more glory than before. He was even more healthy and more radiant than he was before he started his retreat. And his students were totally amazed, and they invited him to where they lived in their village and asked him about his experience and his realization during this six-month retreat that he had. And Milarepa sang them many songs. This is one of them. So I'll sing the first two verses, and then we can start over together. Supreme Guru, I bow down at your feet. The cities of blessings come straight from the Dakinis. Samaya's nectar is the most nourishing drink. Your offering of faith has kept me so healthy. This way of gathering merit, it works quite well. Supreme Guru, I bow down at your feet. The cities of blessings come straight from the Dakinis. Samaya's nectar is the most nourishing drink. Your offering of faith has kept me so healthy. This way of gathering merit, it works quite well. For the mind that masters view, the emptiness dawns. In the content scene, not even an atom exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way of realizing view, it works quite well. When meditation is clear light river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone. This what bone of meditation, it beats quite well. When you're sure that conduct's work is luminous light, and you're sure that interdependence is emptiness, a doer and deed refined until they're gone. This way of working with conduct, it works quite well. When pious thinking has vanished into space, no phony facades, eight dhammas nor hopes and fears, a keeper and kept, refined until they're gone. This way of keeping samaya, it works quite well. When you finally discovered your mind is dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, a winner and one refined. they're gone. This way of winning results, it works quite well. Oh, faithful students, to answer your request, this old man is singing a song of happiness. The snow fell and sealed me in my retreat, where the Dakinis gave me all I need. The pure snow water was so delicious, with nobody practicing. Practice was glorious. Without ever working, the harvest was perfectly reaped. Without accumulating wealth, the treasure chest was filled. Looking at mind, I see everything. By staying low, I have come to seize the throne. I have reached the highest peak. That's the Guru's kindness to me. Now, sons and daughters, students gathered here, in answer to your faithful service, I sing this song, teaching you the true Dharma. My benefactors, may it fill your hearts with joy. May all your hearts be filled with joy.
Ya da dambo kolo parbe namda sonda yonda chonile dambo docha namda hedan namda tomo namda ke degang dongogdo dongom zogogdo.
We should begin with the teachings from the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma's Prajnaparamita Sutra's chapter on perfect purity, which is made up of the sections on the three kinds of perfect purity and the 12 kinds of complete purity. And this is in the handout that has the Tibetan on the front. We should recite some verses from the sections on desires, perfect purity, anger's perfect purity, and stupidity's perfect purity, and practice recitation meditation.
Docha shedan tumog som, tambu kanyan yuwa meba, tar kanyan ruwa meba, ronglen debesena nambritakware.
Desire, anger, and stupidity do not come from anywhere, and they do not go anywhere. Since they do not come and they do not go, they are perfectly pure.
Yang doja yedan tomo som, tangbo kangle cheba mame bada, pado tar gaba mame bada, pado neba mame ba.
Also, desire, anger, and stupidity cannot be seen at the beginning to arise. They cannot be seen at the end to cease. And they cannot be found abiding anywhere in the middle. And since desire, anger, and stupidity transcend arising, abiding, and ceasing in this way, then they are by nature perfectly pure.
tomo som je ne lok te yemi tupen ta tam je dan drabe seno ngowa rangin nambar da ware.
In short, desire, anger, and stupidity by nature transcend all conceptual fabrications. They transcend all extremes of existence and non-existence both, and therefore they are perfectly pure.
Tene namda sumde danda tonda jaba namda ke lebele pumbu ngaye tambo zongne zongde namba tamjen jembe ikhije pardo digang jadan jela jane yangne yangdo somba le kab der ducha namda zong nambar dabada yedan namda tsorwada tomo namda dukhi dan jarde dukhi dan chaji jarwara dukhi dang jarwara.
In the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra, the Buddha taught one chapter called the chapter on perfect purity. And the first three sections in this chapter are about desire's perfect purity and anger's perfect purity and stupidity's perfect purity. And each one of these sections begins with connecting its main topic, one of these three, with the five aggregates, beginning with forms, and then all of the phenomena up through omniscience. So this is called the list of 108. And that's what you have on page 4 in the handout. And on the front page, we have samples from these. And so desire is connected with forms, anger with feelings, and stupidity with discriminations. We should recite these verses.
Che kabasena, nihi che kawala, nihi che was che do, yang do jarde sombare.
And the reason why the Buddha taught in this way, repeating each list of 108 and with each one of these three over and over, teaching how each one of these three is perfectly pure, is that it's difficult to gain certainty that desire, anger, and stupidity are perfectly pure. And so to help us to do that, the Buddha taught it again and again so that we could recite again and again, and in that way gain more and more confidence that desire, anger, and stupidity, and then all the phenomena from form through omniscience are all perfectly pure.
Zo number da doja number da ba de da na doja number da ba zo number da ba dal ni zo me de ni zo zar me so zo mai to me de do.
So we'll read together. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. Thus, desire perfectly pure and forms perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Jedan nambaradab, Torwa nambaradab, Torwa nambaradab, Jedan nambaradabade. Tedana jedan number daba, sova number daba del, nizo mid, nizo zermi, sozo mai dame de dom.
Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore feelings are perfectly pure. Feelings are perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. Thus, anger perfectly pure, and feelings perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
tomo number dab dehe number dab dehe number dab tomo number dab de dedana tomo number dab dehe number dab dal nezomed nezozarm sozomae damededo.
Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore discriminations are perfectly pure. Discriminations are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. Thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and discriminations perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Yeah,
Now we will sing these same three verses, and the melody I'll sing once for you, and then we can sing it together, beginning with the first verse. The only difference in the words with the melody is that before the word thus, we say and, so we say and thus, instead of just saying thus. And the melody goes like this. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and forms perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and forms perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore feelings are perfectly pure. Feelings are perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and feelings perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore discriminations are perfectly pure. Discriminations are perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and discriminations perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Ta yon da la dagad nam dang chuni number taba yon da chuni re.
The sections on complete purity are the complete purity of the 12 ways of saying self, which you have on page 3. The self and its 11 synonyms. These are all taught to be completely pure.
Shijin dang
In these sections, the Buddha taught how the self and the sentient being are completely pure. Life force energy and the caregiver are completely pure. The person and the individual are completely pure. The strong one and the leader are completely pure. The doer or the creator and the experiencer are completely pure. And the knower and the seer are completely pure. And since these are all completely pure, then all of the phenomena from forms through omniscience are also completely pure.
Tene dadang semjin so dagi yeba chonyi de kunzob to namdo go ngor kunzob to dembar yeba dang dembar yeba dang rangin je yeba da wore sirab je che na sirab yang da ba che na rangin je meba dembar meba tomba ni re sindo che na sindo che na yeme tuben ta tam je da drabe se na yosu da wore.
With regard to the self and the sentient being and all the ones on this list, from the perspective of our thoughts in apparent reality, these all appear to exist. They appear to be truly existent. That's called the level of no analysis. When you analyze a little bit with logical reasoning searching for the true nature of these, you find that they don't inherently exist. And when you analyze thoroughly, you find that their nature is in fact beyond any idea of existence and non-existence both. Transcends all conceptual fabrications. And since their nature is beyond all conceptual fabrications, it is completely pure.
Tene yonda chonji nani tambo da yonzo tabala jabara. Da yonzo dabe, doze yonzo taba, doze yonzo dabe, da yonzo taba te, te dana da yonzo taba da, doze yonzo taba dela, nyeso mede.
And the way that the verses from these 12 sections go, we have an example on page 2. It's the same basic format, except you say completely pure instead of perfectly pure. And here it's connecting the self with the fourth aggregate of formations. So we can... Danda dang. We can sing together. The self is completely pure, and therefore formations are completely pure. Formations are completely pure, and therefore the self is completely pure. And thus the self completely pure, and formations completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Dayonda chunyi de, tende chunyi la jana tranga chekware yabore.
It would be good for us to connect these 12 with the 12 links, the 12 dependent links of existence, because the numbers match well together. So these start with number 42 in the list on the at the bottom of the first column on page 4.
tomar marigba, neba lendoze, somba namji, yeba menzo, naba, naba karizo.
Kem chendro.
Naba chemji to rigba, sorwa, sorwa, seba, lemba, seba, jeba, gaike, te chonil.
And these 12 are first, these 12 links of existence are first ignorance, second karmic action, third consciousness, fourth name and form, fifth the sixth sources of consciousness, sixth contact, seventh feeling, eighth craving, ninth grasping, tenth existence, 11th birth, and 12th aging and death.
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
So we'll recite straight through. We'll sing. We're starting with, so we're going to do the self and ignorance, the sentient being and karmic actions, and straight down like that.
Yeah.
Pardon me? 42 at the bottom of page 4 is where it starts.
Yeah.
The self is completely pure, and therefore ignorance is completely pure. Ignorance is completely pure, and therefore the self is completely pure. And thus, the self completely pure, and ignorance completely pure. A not-dual cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. The sentient being is completely pure, and therefore karmic actions are completely pure. Karmic actions are completely pure, and therefore the sentient being is completely pure. And thus, the sentient being completely pure, and karmic actions completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. Life force energy is completely pure, and therefore consciousness is completely pure. Consciousness is completely pure, and therefore life force energy is completely pure. And thus, life force energy completely pure, and consciousness completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. The caregiver is completely pure, and therefore name and form are completely pure. Name and form are completely pure, and therefore the caregiver is completely pure. And thus, the caregiver completely pure, and name and form completely pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. The person is completely pure, and therefore the six sources of consciousness are completely pure. The six sources of consciousness are completely pure, and therefore the person is completely pure. And thus, the person completely pure, and the six sources of consciousness completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate and are not different. The individual is completely pure, and therefore contact is completely pure. Contact is completely pure, and therefore the individual is completely pure. And thus, the individual completely pure, and contact completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The strong one is completely pure, and therefore feeling is completely pure. Feeling is completely pure, and therefore the strong one is completely pure. And thus, the strong one completely pure, and feeling completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The leader is completely pure, and therefore craving is completely pure. Craving is completely pure, and therefore the leader is completely pure. And thus, the leader completely pure, and craving completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The doer is completely pure, and therefore grasping is completely pure. Grasping is completely pure, and therefore the doer is completely pure. And thus, the doer completely pure, and grasping completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The experiencer is completely pure, and therefore existence is completely pure. Existence is completely pure, and therefore the experiencer is completely pure. And thus, the experiencer completely pure, and existence completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The knower is completely pure, and therefore birth is completely pure. Birth is completely pure, and therefore the knower is completely pure. And thus, the knower completely pure, and birth completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. The seer is completely pure, and therefore aging and death are completely pure. Aging and death are completely pure, and therefore the seer is completely pure. And thus, the seer completely pure, and aging and death completely pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Choi Geta, Chojur Chichi Yangsu Chiri.
Now, recite the verses about desire's perfect purity in connection with the perfect purity of all five aggregates, the aggregate of forms, the aggregate of feelings, the aggregate of discriminations, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousnesses.
Yeah.
Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and forms perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore feelings are perfectly pure. Feelings are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and feelings perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore discriminations are perfectly pure. Discriminations are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and discriminations perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore formations are perfectly pure. Formations are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and formations perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore consciousnesses are perfectly pure. Consciousnesses are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. And thus, desire perfectly pure, and consciousness is perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tāhe dāng nāmbar tāpati, mīgī vāngbō, nāvē vāngbō, nāyī vāngbō, jīyī vāngbō, lūjī vāngbō, yījī vāngbō, chūtāng jārgūtō. Kāyī sīnā, hē dāng mādā nā, hē dāng chīmbō lā nā, mīgī zūng mādōng bā, nāvē dāng mādū bā, nāyī tīm mādū bā, jīyī rō mādōng bā, lūjī rīgzā mādōng bā, sēm jī sām nā tāng mādū bā chākārē. Hē dāng nāmbar tā nā, tīnā tēndā bā chākārē mārē.
Now you should recite the verses about the perfect purity of the six faculties, which are the next ones on the list, in connection with anger's perfect purity. So these are the faculty of the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. And the reason why we should connect these with anger, particularly, is that if you get angry, but you don't know how anger is by nature pure, then you can have it so you get so angry that you can't see straight, you can't see what's in front of you, you can't hear what's being said, you Your faculty of your nose can't smell, you can't taste, you can't feel things, and you can't think well. So your sense faculties and your mental faculty are adversely affected by anger. If you don't know anger is perfectly pure. On the other hand, if you know anger is perfectly pure, then your experience of it is open and spacious and relaxed. So that's much better. That's why we should train in anger's perfect purity in connection with the six faculties' perfect purity. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the eyes are perfectly pure. The eyes are perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the eyes perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the ears are perfectly pure. The ears are perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the ears perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the nose is perfectly pure. The nose is perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the nose perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the tongue is perfectly pure. The tongue is perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the tongue perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the body is perfectly pure. The body is perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the body perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Anger is perfectly pure, and therefore the mind is perfectly pure. The mind is perfectly pure, and therefore anger is perfectly pure. And thus, anger perfectly pure, and the mind perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Tumong namda de, mege nambari cheba, nava nambari cheba, nai nambari cheba, che nambari cheba, luje nambari cheba, yeje nambari cheba, dogda jarshi.
Now recite the verses about stupidity's perfect purity in connection with the perfect purity of the six consciousnesses, which start with number 18. The eye sense consciousness, the ear sense consciousness, the nose sense consciousness, the tongue sense consciousness, the body sense consciousness, and the mental consciousness. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the I-sense consciousness is perfectly pure. The I-sense consciousness is perfectly pure. Sense consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the ear-sense consciousness is perfectly pure. The ear-sense consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the ear-sense consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the no-sense consciousness is perfectly pure. The no-sense consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the no-sense consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the tongue-sense consciousness is perfectly pure. The tongue-sense consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the tongue-sense consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the body sense consciousness is perfectly pure. The body sense consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the body sense consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate and are not different. Stupidity is perfectly pure, and therefore the mental consciousness is perfectly pure. Mental consciousness is perfectly pure, and therefore stupidity is perfectly pure. And thus, stupidity perfectly pure, and the mental consciousness perfectly pure. Are not dual, cannot be made dual. Are not separate, and are not different.
Ta jingwa ta trova ta pare. Jingwa ta trova ta pande. Bompo tu chuni jinani. Potu somba kape tu cha leke pare. Jingdu lende pa sombare. De jingdu lende pa de kar chimore. Kai sena. Jingdu lende pa de malala jana to le la voye. Malan to tapata jaro soje, jingwa ta trova malan tanga, jingwa malan goma hiba kapso, jingwa ta trova nika dendro re samgare, malan goshina dendro nansare, nelo la tambu ni jingwa mebesena, trova mebare, tisena malan la samno tanga tole labore, te ngihiche kukuru, ngihiche veche to yangni yandu dunguru.
Now we should recite on page 2 some verses from the chapter on the transcendence of bondage and liberation. And this is found in the 12 volumes of the 100,000 verse Great Mother Prajnaparamita Sutra. It's in the third volume in Tibetan called Gapa. They go by the letters of the alphabet. And this is important for us to gain certainty in how it is that the true nature of reality is beyond bondage and liberation both. And the way that we can gain this certainty is to think about the example of a dream. In a dream, you can dream of being bound in a rope, by a rope, or bound in iron chains. And if you don't know you're dreaming, then the bondage seems to be real, and the liberation also seems to be real. But if you know you're dreaming, then you know that both the bondage and the liberation are just dependently arisen appearances that aren't truly existent at all. And in the true nature of the dream, since there was never any bondage in the first place, there can't be any liberation either. So the true nature of the dream is beyond bondage and liberation both. And so we should gain certainty in how it is that reality is beyond bondage and liberation, and then recite these verses again and again to help us remember that certainty and to make it more and more stable. The true nature of reality is beyond bondage and liberation, but that is difficult for us to realize, and that's why the Buddha taught examples of things that are beyond bondage and liberation to help us understand this. And these examples are dreams, music, optical illusions, reflections, mirages, and miraculous emanations.
Kande malandave zodene maje madurvav kande dani dav zodene maje madurv kande miyar dav zodene maje madurv kande zoni dav zodene maje madurv kande migjo dav zodene maje madurv Kande Durba Dav Zogdene Maje Madur Vavo Ya.
This doesn't have a melody, so we'll just recite it. These forms, like dreams, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, like music, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, like optical illusions, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, like reflections, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, like mirages, are neither bound nor liberated. These forms, like miraculous emanations, are neither bound nor liberated. And now with feelings. These feelings, like dreams, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, like music, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, like optical illusions, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, like reflections, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, like mirages, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, like miraculous emanations, are neither bound nor liberated. Discriminations. These feelings, these discriminations, like dreams, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, like music, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, like optical illusions, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, like reflections, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations, like mirages, are neither bound nor liberated. These discriminations like miraculous emanation are neither bound nor liberated. Formations. These formations like dreams are neither bound nor liberated. These formations like music are neither bound nor liberated. These formations like optical illusions are neither bound nor liberated. These formations like reflections are neither bound nor liberated. These formations like mirages are neither bound nor liberated. These formations like miraculous emanations are neither bound nor liberated. Consciousnesses. These consciousnesses like dreams are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses like music are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses like optical illusions are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses like reflections are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses like mirages are neither bound nor liberated. These consciousnesses like miraculous emanations are neither bound nor liberated.
Then they come so melonang zuni da loni da sutebare.
Here the example of the reflection being a reflection in a mirror would be the same as the example of a movie.
Then loni da sutebare da so loni trapa po hetsa lo mambo so na ya tanda yang tanda taro yang jingdo ta da nang re ina yang one jingdo ya.
In a movie, bondage and liberation can appear, but the true nature of the movie is beyond bondage and liberation. The actor in the movie could have died a long time ago, but there they still are on the screen, seeming to be bound and liberated. This clearly shows that the bondage and liberation is not real. And all of the various kinds of miraculous emanations can also display bondage and liberation, but they are actually beyond bondage and
liberation.
The noble bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis send out a variety of emanations. Also, the Buddha sends out a variety of emanations. And in this great variety of emanations, some might demonstrate the appearance of bondage and the appearance of liberation, but they don't really experience it at all. Their basic nature is beyond bondage and liberation both.
Then in Papasa Toba Tang Tuptazulatin Chingro Mevare Malareba and Danda Lekor Sarve Lorjure Seni Beje Hedaka Chetavaris Korbata Tene Pepte Tanda Chingwan Tang Trova Nazo Somare de Chingro Mane Mevare de Lorji Chiranje Heda.
The noble bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis, once they reach that level of realization, it's impossible for them to be bound or liberated. And still, though, they might demonstrate bondage and liberation, but they don't actually experience it from their own perspective. And that's illustrated by the story of Milarepa. When Milarepa went to the Shedra, the monastic university, whose students did not like him at all. In fact, they hated him. They thought Milarepa was a nihilist. And so Milarepa knew this, and he was about to go there, and his students said, "Please don't go. These people don't like you. They're going to hurt you." And they pleaded with Milarepa not to go there, but Milarepa did not listen. And so he went straight to the door of the university. And as soon as the monks who were studying there saw him, they were totally surprised and enraged, and they grabbed Milarepa, and they tied him up, and they beat him, and they dragged him inside the monastery's temple, and they tied him to a pillar so that they could beat him some more. But as soon as they started doing that, they looked in back, and they looked outside, and Milarepa was outside. And then they all ran outside to grab him, and then he was gone, and then they looked inside, and he was inside. And then they all tried to push him outside, but they couldn't move him at all. No matter how many of them ganged up and pushed him, he absolutely did not move an inch. And they beat him, and it was like beating a boulder. Milarepa did not flinch. And they were totally amazed by that after they became exhausted. And they asked him, how could you do that? And Milarepa said, because I'm a nihilist. So, I say no to everything. That's what nihilists do. And so when you were going to beat me, I said no. And when you were going to tie me up inside, I said no. And when you wanted to push me outside, I said no. In fact, dualistic clinging to samsara nirvana, I say no. And eventually, they came to have some faith in Milarepa and abandoned their negative views. And
Milarepa.
When they asked Milarepa how he could do these things, then Milarepa sang them a short song that goes like this. Like a crystal ball about a sentient being, nothing could obscure or obstruct me. I could not be caught or sent away. The way I moved was like a shooting star. To transform the appearance of your lack of faith, that's why Milarepa did all these things. I did them once, but not again. I am sure that they changed your wrong thoughts away.
Tendo malare balatenin danda jab don tabak down kandesena malare ba kontro chigamdo te malare ba kontro number daba kontro number daba jumjenje tene kontro sayame ba.
And no matter how they beat Milarepa from the front, from behind, from the sides, he never got angry. And that's because he realized anger's perfect purity. Because he realized anger's perfect purity, then he didn't get angry. And then they asked him, they asked Milarepa, well, why did you say you're only going to do these miraculous things once and you're not going to do them again? And then he answered them with another short song. When it's time to... When it's time to transform the lack of faith, when it's time to enhance your experience, when it's time to point out the fruition, These are the times to do special things. They are not to be done at other times. That is what the mighty Lama said.
That's how Jeba said, to Tote and Kande in Malarebe, Chingir, then Chamba de Tumon number Tabu Jim Zinje, Jeba said, to Tota Hako, Jeba de Zona Pendo Yobata, to Tokor Kong, Kong Chamba de Hakover.
Marapa was singing that you don't just perform miracles for no reason at all, but on one of these three occasions, when someone needs some mistaken views corrected, or one wants to enhance one's own experience, or point out the fruition, that's the time, those are the three times to perform miraculous deeds, not other times. Milarepa knew this, and he knew that this was precisely one of those times when it should be done, and that's because he realized stupidity was perfectly pure. So by having his stupidity being perfectly pure, there was no obscuration to his ability to know that this was the time to do something miraculous, that it was an appropriate occasion. If you're going to perform miraculous conduct for the benefit of sentient beings, you have to know two things. First, how to perform miracles, and second, what time they should be performed in a way that's of benefit to others. Milarepa knew how to perform miracles. To demonstrate miracles to these students who thought Milarepa was a nihilist, and also he knew that these miracles would benefit them. And in fact, out of these students at this university, one of them, Likor Chadawa, went and followed Milarepa when he left and became one of Milarepa's best students, one of his 13 close students. And after Milarepa gave these answers to their questions, then they said to him, well, it seems like you have had some relatives who must have sponsored you to study some. It seems like you're not totally stupid. You know a little bit. You must have studied something. And Milarepa said in reply to that, well, I did study a little bit, but everything I studied I forgot already. But that's okay. And then he sang the song called Equality and the Seven Things to Forget. And what Milarepa was pointing out with that exchange is that it doesn't matter if you forget the words, his experience of realizing the true nature of reality did not diminish. And this is the song of equality and the seven things to forget. If you know it, please sing along. When I realize everything's equality, I forget all about my close friends and my relatives. It's okay to forget the objects of your attachment. When I realize wisdom beyond thought, I forget everything included in perceiver and perceived. It's okay to forget these causes of happiness and pain. Beyond memory, beyond feelings, I forget all about experiences, the good ones and the bad. It's okay to forget them, they just go up and down. When I know the three kayas are present naturally, I forget all about the deity's generation stage practice. It's okay to forget the Dharma made of concepts. When I realize the results inside of me, I forget all about the results you have to strive and strain to get. It's okay to forget the Dharma of the relative truth. Meditating on the key instructions, I forget all other explanations and their conventional terms. It's okay to forget the Dharma that makes you arrogant. When I realize appearances are my texts, I forget all about those big books with their letters in black. It's okay to forget the Dharma that's just a heavy load.
Nyamni Jeba Dende Danda Song Gubu Jensi Loju Tandeno Dene De Samoyura Yabuyura.
When you know the story, that's the background for why Milarepa sang this song, as you do now, then the song becomes that much more profound. So that's very good.
Nyedu Deva Jeba De Dember Himbe Deva Jeba Remado Himi Tedinja Deva Jeba Mare.
In the first verse, Milarepa sings, it's okay to forget the objects of your attachment. This is referring to the people you're close to, your family and your relations, your friends. But what Milarepa is saying here is, it's okay to forget clinging to them as being truly existent. And what that implies is that you don't forget the bonds that are free of attachment and full of love.
Tene tinam tinani lekor charwa malare be jison rang de tapur rula jison rang de pebare tene lekor charwa ya lama jitin thokje da sana ne ba tembo ndenda wala jeba to sa je madan tamba ya bo zo na tene kor u u tan tang ge loma ge ki yang mang bu yong san do san kong denda bo khibare.
And Likor Charawa then followed Milarepa up to the mountains, the caves, and Milarepa gave him lots of instructions, and Likor Charawa put them into practice, and he had some good experiences. But then one day he was thinking to himself, he said, you know, the Jetson is such a great teacher. He has such power and insight, wisdom. If only his conduct were a bit more in harmony with societal norms. So then wouldn't he have so many more students? All of the Geshes in U and Tsang would come and be his students, and he'd have so much greater activity. And so he went and he said that to Milarepa. He said, you're such a great lama, but couldn't you just act a little bit more normal? Then everybody would be your student. And Milarepa replied with this song of appearance and sound, like illusion and echo, in which he said, if I have students, that's fine. If I don't, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. That's not that Jesus told us.
I bow down here right at the feet of Mapa the translator. It's clear the things that people say are just rumbling echoes. So I don't let them get in the way of conduct of yogic pursuits. I've tossed away all those pretenses of trying to look good. So reputation, you can go ho-ho wherever you please. I've come to know that food and wealth are all illusory. I've tossed away all trying to lay my hands on things like these. Whatever it is that I haven't got, I am not yearning for that. So plentiful fortune, you can go ho-ho wherever you please. And knowing that retinue and servants are magical emanations, all these scholars and students arriving from everywhere around, trying to flatter and trying to court them, something I do not do. So ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome to go ho-ho where you please. And from within the natural state, which is equality, attachment and aversion are just causes of suffering. I've cut the rope and I've tossed these tortured states of mind away. So family and acquaintances, you can go ho-ho where you please. Seen here from within the Dharmata that's free of fabrications. By fabricating all of your clinging, you make your own suffering. Perceive, perceiver, those iron chains, I've let them drop away. So craving state of mind, just go ho-ho wherever you please. And here within the luminous light, the nature of mind itself, the stains of thoughts, yes, these are not here anywhere to be seen. I've tossed examination and analysis away. So terms that try to formulate mind, just go ho-ho where you please.
Tup-tup, tamba sanje ke song-song yin yang kong, yikmdo, jibba yaratang mdo, kain sana kong, tene le denbar shimba mdo, mlangon shimba nabore, tenda wo yisara.
In this way, Likur Charua asked Milarepa to improve his conduct, but Milarepa didn't listen. And also Milarepa's sister, Pieta, and his former fiance, Dzisi, he also asked Milarepa to improve his conduct. He didn't listen. Geshe Yaru Tangpa asked Milarepa to improve his conduct. He didn't listen to him. And all, finally, the Mahasiddha Padampa Sanje asked Milarepa to improve his conduct, but he didn't listen to him either. He didn't listen to anybody because he had no attachment to this life. He knew this life was like a dream. It was like his conduct was the conduct of someone who's dreaming and knows they're dreaming.
Tendra ore ya tene ta dan dan kolo kolo parbe namda da yonda do de kebare tene sang dan da chuni namji ki.
Tonight I gave a brief explanation to you about the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma's teachings on perfect purity and complete purity, and then beginning tomorrow morning I will teach you from the text Distinguishing Phenomena and Pure Being, which explains the third turning of the wheel of
Dharma. sarposumbare, telata gumudo. Then the jingdor, jingwata draw a map at the Zaba Hirab, jingdor tabala sombare, Hirab, Hirab Nyamal and Dodditire. That's a logo.
The protector Nagarjuna, in his fundamental wisdom of the middle way, explains himself complete purity and perfect purity in chapters like the examination of the Tathagata and the examination of samsara, the examination of nirvana, and about bondage and liberation, being how reality transcends bondage and liberation in the chapter called An Examination of Bondage and Liberation. So these are all explained in The Son of Wisdom, and you should look specifically at those chapters and other ones that are about complete and perfect purity to gain a better understanding. In Tibet, perfect purity and complete purity were not really explained. What was explained to be the view of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma was the freedom from conceptual fabrications, how the true nature of reality is beyond concept. But now in this 21st century, we are at an extraordinary time, and it's the right time now to emphasize more complete purity and perfect purity. And the reason for this is that we are in a day and age when there are space tourists. Two space tourists have already gone for $20 million each to the space station and flown around the Earth for a week. And now the third one is in preparation to go. And now they're talking about building a space hotel so that tourists can go and stay in space. We're in that kind of day and age. We're in a day and age when hundreds and thousands of people can fly in the sky at the same time like birds. We're in a day and age when you can go under the water like a fish and travel that way. So there are all of these, so many of these new machines and new technology, and it's a time then to realize perfect purity. It's also a time when, because of all of this technology, so many different kinds of people come into contact with each other, and in order to understand how in the basic nature of all of this is harmony, then we have to understand perfect purity. Otherwise, we won't be able to tame ourselves in this modern age. Because you have television and telephones and all of these different kinds of machines that make it so there's no near and there's no far. It's like the age of equality. The current tradition is that when people die, they're buried in a cemetery, but the cemeteries will one day fill up. And so I think they'll probably have space cemeteries. Wouldn't it be good if they just sent the corpses out into space? That would solve the problem. That's why we have to practice complete purity and perfect purity well. The first thing we have to do is gain certainty in the view. And this certainty in the view, by making it stronger and stronger, will result in realization. Well, now sing Milarepa's aspiration prayer that we sang last year. But if you want to write it down, it is, may we live long and be free of illness. Do you have that in the book? No. Okay. May we live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom. Great resources, and happiness. So the first two lines are, may we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. This is a very good prayer because it's just in harmony with our own concepts. Because we would all like to live long, and while living long, to enjoy freedom and great resources and happiness, to not be sick, to enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. And when we die, we would like to be reborn in the pure realm, not alone, but with our Dharma friends, and to practice Dharma and to be of benefit to others. It's just what gives us just what we want. That's good.
Sing a song.
May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings.
Give one day, Lazo.